Hey everybody, hey to nobody. Welcome to today, 11/7/2023. So that equals 15, reduced down to 6. It holds the energy of Venus. And then it's a Tuesday, and that holds the energy of Mars. So it's like inward, outward energy. You know, it's about you coming through these energies. So today's energy is teaching me, it's about maturity and knowledge and determination and balance and knowledge. So how it using myself, because that's who I'm reading for, that's who is on a journey. I understand we are learning for the collective, but I understand I am on a journey, so I'm a focus inwardly on me more than anything. I'm everything I've always done, I've used me as the guinea pig, as the example, whatever. And I say that's probably what Jesus had to do, honestly. I know I be saying his name because everybody know him. But when you're, the reason why I use him in this moment is because he was on a spiritual journey. That's one of the stories that a lot of people know. I'm going to put it that way. I ain't going to say most people, but it's a lot of people that know his story. I know in other countries, because I only know what I was taught over here. And what I'm learning now is the story is the greatest story ever told about the Messiah or God in the flesh or however you want to do it. Son of man, son of God, however you want to do it. The universe's chosen one. The golden child, however you want to do it, the silver bullet, I don't care how you do it. The sun, S-O-N and S-U-N, however you want to do it. I'm sitting here looking at this energy and how it pertains to me and I have to be honest. I would be aborting my mission if I be something else. And that's always been my mission. So clarity has always been on my side. Always. But that Jack of Diamonds is the opposing or the challenging karma. And my challenging karma is my Saturn. So I'm going to be taught a lesson, even with that clarity, even with it is what I say it is. Even with that edit, EDDY, every day do you, I'm still going to be challenged. I'm still going to be challenged because I'm being initiated. Into what? Into knowledge of thyself. That's your only job. Know you. Know what you can do and prove it to you. You think you're proving it to the world? The world just happened to be the bonus. All that going outside of self. For respect. I'm pausing because I'm getting downloads. So if it seems like I'm pausing, I'm sure I could edit. But that ain't how, that ain't even what I'm supposed to be doing. This ain't Hollywood. This ain't me trying to be like, this is spirit. This is bam. And that's how it's supposed to be, because It can't be no other way. So all that, like when, okay, here go a perfect example. People are so busy and people so used, just so in habit of having their phone and doing everything with their phone. They do the phone everywhere. They take it to the bathroom. They do everything with this Apple. And I don't even got an Apple. And I think the reason why I don't have an Apple, because I watched Eve give Adam the Apple in the story, but in real life, I watched Eve give Adam the Apple. And now Adam, that's all he do is be on the Apple. So maybe that's why you gonna get strung out. That's why they say don't. You can have all the trees, but not the tree of knowledge. What if this is the tree of knowledge? This thing we hold in our hand, we ate it. Cause I can remember when they first started talking about all this stuff. Everybody said that ain't nothing but the devil. It's a reflection of you. When you look down in it, you can see your reflection. That's the devil. Because you the one operating it. I'm just saying. People have to stop being so outside of themselves with this something outside of me. Nah. If it is the devil, you are operating it. It's in my hand. I'm talking to it. I pick it up and get in a panic. Don't. This is how I know I'm spiritually driven, or whatever you want to call it. I just hear what I hear, and that's what I follow. My guides and my guard. Because I leave this phone at home all the time. And I don't do it on purpose. The divine does. It's all in divine timing. Because if I ain't got it with me, I just ain't got it with me. That don't mean my life is going to end. That don't mean I... Remember when you were a kid, a part of you still is. And that's why we can let go. Let go sometimes. Let go. Let go and let God. What was her name? Grandma Daisy. Hey, Daisy. Hey, Daisy. Hey, Shake. Hey, Shake, you shook him up, and this energy today, okay, this is what I want to say. Let's look at the royal family. Whoever is at the top. Most time it's the king. I feel like the queen, yeah, but the king. Because it's his kingdom. Right or wrong, the king is focused on self for real. That's just how I feel. And you can't, that's how I feel. And that's how come I'm learning to feel something else. So I'm dumping things out so I can feel and see something else. There's some things inside of me that I have to release. No matter if I ain't got no grease. It gotta go. You know how they say, oh, just, I'm telling you. You don't, it's like, there's so many things I could say. And it keep on stopping me. It keeps stopping me. Because I'm not supposed to be talking. I'm supposed to be. And now listen how I'm saying talking. You know, you can hear people. I'm supposed to be writing. I've always wrote to myself. But sometimes I like to go back and listen to myself. So this is less about me recording for others and more about me having a recording or me having a conversation with Cassie. I learned the cards and I have conversations. Guess what? With who? With Cassie Derwin. That's what it say. Cards and conversation with Cassie. I'm doing that. And my son and my moon, divine mother and divine father, the left and the right, the masculine and the feminine, the sun and the moon and the sun. Because everything came out of darkness. Then when that bright light came, it had something to reflect the light off of it to cool things down. That makes so much sense. That makes so much sense. Because the sun is fire. Just constant. I'm just saying. I have me a, no, that ain't even important, so why am I waste my time saying that? But I thank you for letting go of something that you thought you had to have. But when you let it go, you got better. That's what we got to remember. Let go of some things so there's room for something better. Let go of some things so there's room for something better. I wrote something today, and I'm going to just read what I say, because it's going to be okay. I say, I will say happiness always, but the truth is happiness some days. We try to find happiness most days. That's where our mind tries to stay. So today, love and happiness, great health and protection, protective safety, wealth and wisdom, and more hair on your head. Fuller and longer hair. That's all I got to say today.